Since 2007, ethnic studies programs across Arizona have faced opposition from state lawmakers, including Tom Horn, the superintendent of public instruction. A new piece of legislation, called HB 2281, seeks to limit TUSD's ability to offer ethnic studies programs. This controversial bill provided the focus for the 12th Annual Conference on Transformative Education, which took place this week at the University of Arizona. Its purpose was to bring together some of the nation's leading ethnic studies scholars to take a closer look at how our country's evolving demographics have impacted education. We'll hear more about the conference and its goals in this story from Luis Carrion.
To begin with, I am Mexican. That sentence has a scent of bitterness as it is written.
This is an essay written by a 13-year-old girl in 1966.
My being a Mexican has brought about my lack of initiative. No matter what I attempt to do, my dark skin always makes me feel that I will fail.
It's included as part of a study by the National Education Association titled The Invisible Minority. The report documents the failings at the time of Arizona public schools to address the educational needs of minority populations in Tucson.
I absolutely will not fight for something even if I know I'm right.
We always worked with Chicano studies with two tracks.
Rodolfo Acuña says this document provided the foundation for today's bilingual education and Chicano or Raza studies in the state. And he says it's still relevant today. Professor Acuña is the founding chair of Chicano Studies at California State University at Northridge, the largest Chicano Studies department in the United States with 30 tenured professors. He's also authored 19 books, including Occupied America.
The first track was identity. They had to know their identity and respect themselves. So that's the only way, que si se puede. The other track was to teach them skills so they could read and so they could become independent. Because that's the only way they could become liberated is through education.
He says that the accusations against ethnic studies programs are unfounded. And actually, the programs allow people to better understand one another.
This is what, you know, Chicano studies teaches you about. This is what La Raza studies teaches you about. Respect for other people. Respect, because you cannot respect another person until they respect you, respect yourself.
Professor Acuña was in Tucson for the 12th Annual Institute for Transformative Education. The institute is co-sponsored by the University of Arizona College of Education, and it provides participants with the opportunity to listen to and dialogue with the leading scholars in the areas of ethnic studies and critical multicultural education.
People have a very specific agenda. I think it's an uninformed agenda in ways. They're claiming that the ethnic studies programs do things that they don't do.
Dr. Jeffrey Milam is the associate dean of the college, and he says that there is a lot of important research and development happening in these areas of public education.
But that's what this conference does, too, in terms of really working with teachers to help them position themselves in different ways to understand how they can inform these important social and educational problems.
Milam says that he finds it troubling that here, Hispanic students fill nearly half the seats in Arizona's public school classrooms. But HB 2281, recently signed by Governor Jan Brewer, seeks to limit a student's ability to participate in ethnic studies programs.
The contributions of and the experiences of Mexican Americans, African Americans, Asian Pacific Americans, in large part are excluded from a lot of the mainstream textbooks that kids see in public schools. So what these programs really do is to try to establish the role and contributions of these groups in the larger sort of social, political, historical fabric of the U.S.
Critical race theory, LACRIT, the Southwest Hispanic Research Institute.
Participants at this institute say the passage of House Bill 2281 has brought a sense of urgency to the proceedings.
I emphatically reject his demagoguery, Tom Horn's poorly spoken comments.
Margaret Montoya, a professor of law at UNM and a keynote speaker at this year's event, says that the new law that seeks to limit the teaching of ethnic studies in TUSD is one small detail of a larger narrative.
We have a tendency to think it's about Tucson, right?
Sure.
It's not even about the United States. This is really an attempt to understand how we see all people as equally human and how we provide those opportunities for all people, for all kids. Right? This is really about the future of the next generation.
Montoya, who happens to be the first Latina woman accepted at Harvard Law School, says she attributes much of her success to the Raza Studies program that personally helped shape her young educational career.
From the time that I was an undergraduate student at San Diego State, when I was first introduced to Chicano Studies, I have found it transformative. Raza studies is also an analysis. It is a set of analytical tools that allows us to do better complex problem solving, whether we're talking about public policy, whether we're talking about the justice system, or whether we're talking about delivering healthcare. This is really a way of looking at how we distribute resources. That's, I think, one of the most critical questions facing this society, how we address inequalities. And I think it gives us a way of interacting with African Americans, Native peoples, and certainly, you know, the white, what is now the majority.
The black community gave us, the civil rights movement, they gave us a vocabulary.
Rodolfo Acuña says that Chicano or Raza studies were established precisely because the schools were failing. He says that knowing ourselves and others is what Chicano-Chicana studies is all about. It is not about making Mexicans feel better than others, but making them feel equal.
You know, every study that I've looked at says that the way you can break down xenophobia is through the learning of foreign languages and the learning of foreign cultures. Well, I do think that this works also with minority groups. The more you know about them, the more you're going to understand them and where they're coming from.
I do not have the vocabulary that it would take to express myself strongly enough.
After reading this, you'll probably be surprised. This is the way I feel about myself, and nobody can change me. Believe me, many
have tried and have failed. If God wants me to reach my goals, I will. No teachers, parents, or priests will change the course of my life that is to follow. Don't try.